אנחנו קוראים מכתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד
We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, article The Freedom. May I ask questions on cub.tv.
כן, אני חושב שבוא נתחיל לקרוא אותו, מאמר טוב.
Let's start to read it. It's a good article. It's written in a way that is clear to everyone. It's divided into many small portions. It's very pleasant to study it.
Yep, article The Freedom, Baal HaSulam. Charut carved on the tables. Do not pronounce it charut, carved, but rather charut, freedom. To show that they were liberated from the angel of death. These words need to be clarified. For how is the matter of acceptance of the Torah related to one's liberation from death? Furthermore, once they have attained an eternal body that cannot die through the acceptance of the Torah, how did they lose it again? Can the eternal become absent?
דבר מאוד מעניין. איך הוא מתחיל? מיד. הוא אומר, אנחנו על ידי חוכמת...
Very interesting thing. Look how he starts. With the wisdom of Kabbalah, we come to building our eternal body. We receive it, this eternal body, and we get rid of this temporal body that's about to die anyways and to decompose. So how do we do it?
Title, Freedom of Will. To understand the sublime concept, freedom from the angel of death, we must first understand the concept of freedom as it is normally understood by all of humanity. It is a general view that freedom is deemed a natural law, which applies to all of life. Thus we see that animals that fall into captivity die when we rob them of their freedom. This is a true testimony that providence does not accept the enslavement of any creature. It is with good reason that humanity has been struggling for the past several hundred years to obtain a certain measure of freedom of the individual. Yet this concept expressed in the word freedom remains unclear. And if we delve into the meaning of that word, there will be almost nothing left. For before you seek the freedom of the individual, you must assume that any individual in and of himself has that quality called freedom, meaning that one can act according to one's choice of one's own free will.
Meaning there are several concepts of freedom. First of all, a person cannot be free because he's going to die. In each and each day, he's coming closer to death. That's one thing. So there's no freedom from the angel of death. Besides that, do we have any freedom inside this life? So he's going to explain that, no, we don't have any freedom even in that. We are trapped between pleasure and pain, and pleasure here and pain there, and like it or not, consciously or subconsciously, I check myself to suffer as little as possible and to enjoy as much as possible. My life is limited, very limited, and that's where they are. So, in what am I free? In what? if I'm built or made out of the will to receive, when it's a desire to receive pleasure, and only relative to pleasure, consciously or subconsciously, I constantly arrange myself. Look how each one of you is sitting. One is like that, the other is like that, the third one is like that, the fourth one is like that. Look, just look. Each one checks himself instinctively. How it will be, what will be the easiest, most comfortable form to take. And this is with respect to sitting, but it's the same with everything in life. We're constantly checking ourselves with respect to pleasure and pain. So how can we be free? If the Creator created in us all these tendencies for pleasure and for pain, then what is the result of that? We're not ready for anything. We're miserable, wretched. And then?
Title, Pleasure and Pain. However, when we examine the acts of an individual, we will find them compulsory. He is compelled to do them and has no freedom of choice. In a sense, he is like a stew cooking on a stove. It has no choice but to cook, since providence has harnessed life with two chains, pleasure and pain. The living creatures have no freedom of choice to choose pain or reject pleasure. And man's advantage over animals is that man can aim at a remote goal, meaning agree to a certain amount of current pain out of choice of future benefit or pleasure to be attained after some time. But in fact, there is no more than a seemingly commercial calculation here, where the future benefit or pleasure seems preferable and advantageous to the agony they are suffering from the pain they have agreed to assume presently. And there is only a matter of deduction here, where they deduct the pain and suffering from the anticipated pleasure, and there remains some surplus. Thus, only the pleasure is extended. And so, it sometimes happens that we are tormented because the pleasure we receive is not the surplus we had hoped for compared to the agony we suffered. Hence, we are in deficit, just as our merchants. And when all is said and done, there is no difference between man and animal. And if this is the case, there is no free choice whatsoever, but a pulling force drawing them forward, toward any passing pleasure and rejecting them from painful circumstances. And providence leads them to every place it chooses by means of these two forces, without asking their opinion in the matter.
Meaning, using pleasure and pain, the upper providence, the upper force can do anything it wants with us. Take us from one end to the other, and we have nothing to do about it. This is the same for the entire creation. In still, vegetative, inanimate, it's activated by these two forces, plus and minus, good or bad. And that's how you can work really in a very short way, each and every creature. However, if we could rise above good and bad with the wisdom of Kabbalah, then we reach freedom. How to do it? It's a question, but in effect, that's the entire trick. That's our possibility of reaching eternal life, the free state, and so on and so forth. And moreover,
even determining the type of pleasure and benefit are entirely out of one's own free choice.
Because that's how we are created. I love sweet, I love to rest, each and every one like that, and accordingly I choose what is good, and the opposite of that is I determine what is bad.
But follows the will of others as they want and not he. For example, I sit, I dress, I speak, and I eat. I do all these not because I want to sit that way, or talk that way, or dress that way, or eat that way, but because others want me to sit, dress, talk, and eat that way. It all follows the desire and fancy of society.
This is education, habit. We come out of our mother's home. We get educated in a certain society. That determines in us various habits that feel pleasure and others that feel less pleasurable.
It all follows the desire and fancy of society and not my own free will. Furthermore, in most cases, I do all these against my will, for I would be more comfortable behaving simply without any burden, but I'm chained with iron shackles in all my movements to the fancies and manners of others which make up the society. So tell me, where is my freedom of will? On the other hand, if we assume that the will has no freedom, and we are like machines operating and creating through external forces which force them to act this way, it means that we are all incarcerated in the prison of providence, which, using these two chains, pleasure and pain, pushes and pulls us to its will, to where it sees fit. It turns out that there is no such thing as selfishness in the world, since no one here is free or stands in his own right. I am not the owner of the act, and I am not the doer because I want to do. Rather, it is because I am worked upon against my will and without my awareness. Thus, reward and punishment become extinct. And it is quite odd, not only for the religious who believe in his providence and can rely on him and trust that he aims only for the best in this conduct, it is even stranger for those who believe in nature, since according to the above said, we are all incarcerated by the chains of blind nature. With no awareness or accountability. And we, the chosen species, with reason and knowledge, have become a toy in the hands of blind nature, which leads us astray. And who knows where?
Such beautiful words, short and to the point, that we are left with our mouths open, right? It's clear. When we come out of nature, there's no accountability, there's no law, we can't do anything with ourselves because we have no free choice, not with our mind, not with our feeling, not in action, and therefore we are in this state of imagination, this illusion, where we seemingly want, seemingly live, Because in each and everything that I do, even my pinky finger, if I move it, I do it because of the upper desire that directed me to do so. And there's nothing in the person that was born in him and is sustained by him, not in the thought itself of what to do, let alone in action, since where can he take that power to do so? So it turns out that we are completely 100% not with our own agency, not with our own free choice. We simply discovered that we are robots, that we are creatures, although we are made of protein and not of iron. Someone made us and is activating us, and we have no say in the matter whatsoever. But one thing, our landlord that made us, that put us together, he did one thing. And whether it's good or bad, I don't know. He gave us the ability to feel it, to understand it, that we are made by him, that we are created, built by him, although we are such machines. But we can understand also somewhere he left a place in our system, in our mental system, in the part of the brain that he created in us, that we can attain that we are like that and nothing besides that. We are completely operated. What can we do? Questions? None. Or you have? You still have questions? Okay. PT 10.
So when Baal Shalom wrote this, and you said that a person discovers that he has no control over anything, so at that point, when I can grasp this, what does that lead us to?
Two things. Either we will investigate if there is a way to rise above it, above my machine life, and then I have to let go of all of my functioning according to the formula, the program that is now activating me. I need to rise above it, if it's possible, to a new free program where I determine something, if such a thing exists. And if not, then we are in our nature, and let us eat and drink, because tomorrow we're dead. Do whatever you feel like it, whatever is good for you. Right? What do you want? You want to lie in bed? Eat something good, drink something tasty, and watch a few movies until you finish your life. Right?
What does it mean to determine between these two calculations? When does humanity choose one over the other? What influences a decision?
What do you choose? It's not you who chooses. One who made you, that technician that soldered all those systems in you, he created you. He decides that now you will begin to wake up from your beastly functioning and begin to think, how do I come out of this state? I don't want to be under his control. Or at least to some extent, I want to know what he's doing to me. I want to know how am I being operated on. He's got a plan for me. I want to know this plan. Maybe criticize it. Then other people come to you and say, what are you talking about? How can you know the one who made you? You need to bow down, accept what he's doing, and that's it. You say, no, I don't want to be a beast. I want to know him, to get to know him. I want to even resist him. That's it. So they say, come on, it's not serious. Even your desire to resist him is something that also he put in you. Yes, he put it in me, but with that part, I want to realize myself.
To be with the same action of the technician and not to deviate from the desire he inserted.
Here I'm starting to analyze and criticize things. First of all, what exists in me in the form of operation from above, I put it aside. This is a machine, it's a beast, it's his work, I don't want to be connected to it, whatever he'll do, he'll do. Whatever he won't, then no. I want to scrutinize what can I do against his desire. Against his desire specifically.
What does it mean to scrutinize? How do I scrutinize this?
Do I have the ability to be against him?
How do I check this?
First of all, it's clear to me that all of my desires, my thoughts, my intentions, everything in me is all from him. Can I perform a restriction over it on the screen and reflected light and say the opposite? I don't want it. I don't.
Why do I do Tzimtzum and Masach? What's the reason?
I want to rise above what he created in me, rise above my beast.
Why?
I don't want to be in it. I don't want to be in this box that he created. He did all those things inside this box, and I act accordingly. I want to rise above it. I want to fight against my host, my landlord.
Why?
Otherwise, I'm not free. I'm sold. I'm nothing. So there are people who don't know this, don't understand this. They don't have that feeling, and they live. They live like an animal, the way he made them. I don't want to be an animal. I don't want to live according to what he did. I want to know why, what for, and do I have a purpose, a goal in my life, and so on and so forth. Therefore, I object. I object. I don't want it. Maybe you read something in your childhood, such books. Maybe you saw such films about robots who rise against their makers and so on, right? I don't want it. I know I'm a robot. I'm running on automatically. I'm a machine. I work only according to the instincts that he placed in me. And in this way, I'm considered an animal. Okay, but I have the possibility of rising above it. I do not agree to remain this way. If I have the opportunity, I want to take it. Because if I remain as an animal, then I'll live well until the end of my life. Could be, right? But in such a way that I will not feel bad. I'll constantly give my animal more and more of those tasty things until it dies. I don't want it. I see the outcome. The wise person is one who sees the future. I want to resist this process. Ultimately, I come and I object to the Creator, to my Creator. In this way, I don't accept Him as a Creator, as an upper one. That's it. And then I perform a restriction over it. I resist. I oppose, specifically, in spite. I want to object not to what he did, but to his mind, his feeling, and I want to connect to him personally. and connect, create such a connection between us that I will obligate him. This is called my sons have defeated me. So he would reprogram me. I understand that I come from him. He made me with his hands. But I want to determine my form. What form can I have? Like him. Like him. How can that be? I give him orders. I apply such pressures on him that he will now reprogram me to be like him. Just like him. This is what I want to do. And this wisdom is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. When a person obligates the Creator to make him a copy of himself, of the Creator. And then he's called Adam, Hadome, who resembles the Creator. And in this way, you truly can't distinguish between the two. They are in adhesion. And what one thinks, the other thinks. And what the other thinks, the first one thinks. To that degree, that box, that man, that robot wants to rise to.
So freedom is asking, is demanding to be like him. That is freedom.
It's possible that along the way I'll find out more. But later it will be revealed to me that it's everything. It's Ein Sof. Infinite. There's no more than that. When I begin to discover my relationship, my connection with the upper force, I also come to discover his abilities, and I discover it infinitely, without limits. And there's nothing more to ask for. Not more than to be like him. This is the meaning of return, O sons of Israel, to the Lord your God. And the whole world needs to reach that level. When we connect them, to us. But we raise ourselves with a demand, with a request for the upper force to reprogram us, to give us the power to perform a restriction, build a screen, reflected light, and for us to do actions like him. Exactly. Just like he does it on us from above down, we want to do it on him from below up. We don't want to be activated, passive. We want to be active and activate him. To that extent that we activate him, the righteous decrees and the Creator executes. He will work according to my man, and not that I will work according to his orders. Do you see the kind of demand, the power from the lower one, where he simply kicks away, he issues the control of the Creator, and the Creator enjoys it. The Creator doesn't have a greater pleasure, and it's called, my sons have defeated me. There is no greater pleasure for him, because it's truly the lower one that came to a state where he disagrees to be even a hair's breadth less than the Creator. Until the Lord your God. That's what the freedom is about, in short. Well, of course, in my words, I'm not Bala Sulam, but just a little bit to enter into the article. I don't know who to ask. There are so many people here. Romania, but we didn't have them in a long time.
Hello, Rav. So we don't have free will, but we have free want. I want to understand. behind this power to reject is the Creator or is the point in the heart?
נמצא הבורא או נמצאת הנקודה שבלב?
הבורא נמצא. הבורא נמצא.
The Creator is present in that point.
טוב. לא נשאל את הישראלים, נשאל את ה...
Okay, we're not going to ask the Israelis, we're going to ask the friends from abroad. Latin.
Mayer.
Buenas noches. Para preguntarle si el anhelo de la libertad se despierta.
Good evening, Rav.
Con la sensación de malestar de en este mundo animal.
האם הרצון, ההשתוקקות,
is the desire, the yearning for spirituality, is that born from that degree, from that degree of the animal?
בועט בדרגת הבהמה ולא רוצה להישאר בה. Africa.
Yes, from the animal degree. After I kick it away, I don't want to remain in it. Africa.
Everything is perfect. How do I know? If I try and be free, how do I know he enjoys this?
You begin to feel it. You begin to feel it by doing the opposite of what he did in you on the animal level, and above it, you raise in faith above reason, you can feel the Creator enjoying you.
Latin 7.
Ahí se lo he leído ahora. ¿Qué es el egoísmo?
Mao egoísmo.
What is egoism?
Egoism is what pushes me to remain an animal. I'm activated by what's coming to me from above without asking any questions, as long as everything is nice and good in my beastly body. That's egoism. Moscow 6.
Раб, если все желания все исходят от него и нежелания, выходит, что часть его во мне.
If all the desires stem from him, that means that part of him is in me, trying to resemble him. Is that freedom?
Free choice and freedom is when I perform all the actions, and after doing all of them independently, I feel that this too was the will of the Creator.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Rav, מה זה אני?
Rav, what is me? What's the difference between myself, the I, and the ego?
אני לא רוצה להתפלבל בזה.
I don't want to philosophize about it too much. Moscow 3.
Учитель, вы сказали 4 раза за урок, что вся работа в сокращении крайне отраженном свете. Что такое требовать сокращения экрана отраженный свет?
Льет минут так мя бейма желану. Latin 7.
You said that.
To disconnect from our animal.
Rab, mis hijos me han dicho, ¿no se contradice con haz tu deseo como el suyo?
Aim nitzchuni banai.
Is my sons have defeated me, isn't that contradictory that I to wanting to be like you?
Yes.
Zeu, ken nishar lanu piti 5.
You said that a person's resistance to the Creator, it comes from the Creator. So where is there something that comes from the created being?
There never is.
And you also said to Moscow about knowing the fact that you know that it comes from the Creator, that's already choice. So why is that? What's choice in that?
I can't explain it, truly. It's a matter of feeling. Be'er Sheva.
ואיך הוא מחדיר בנו, אמרת שהוא מחדיר בנו את התחושה שהוא...
How does he insert in us the sensation that he is something different and he activates everything? He is in complete concealment. How does he insert that sensation within us if we are in complete oppositeness from him?
Morris, I don't know. I want to leave you in this way. You see how I'm answering? Maybe, I don't know. In short, I'm not interested in fulfilling your desire or your curiosity. I'm not interested. Then you'll see what's written in the article. So, Toronto 1.
Выходит, что только независимая любовь делает нас свободными, дает свободу yeah. воли.
Zenachon.
It turns out that only love makes us... Sorry, I didn't hear the last word.
Yeah, only love makes you free.
Yes, Harav. Is the key to this programming by serving the friends with all your heart and all your mind?
האם המפתח ל... תכנות מחדש הזה זה לשרת את החברים עם כל הלב והשכל שלך?
כן, ואנחנו ניתן...
Yes, and we will make room for info.
Where are they? נמצאים.
Why are they not there?
טוב. אנחנו... כן, לוז קצר היום...
Okay, we have a short schedule today in terms of broadcast. We have Zohar Eve, the lesson from 6 to 7 p.m. That's it, live from 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time, Zohar lesson. You're invited to join. And now, a song.